Corner. It's not too late for you to prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead. Protect your money now or forever. Kiss it goodbye. Call Republic Trading Group today and take advantage of our special offerings. We offer over a half century experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge and are prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balance and portfolio protection. As the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this great nation, Republic Trading Group can offer you privacy, safety, and security. We invite you to visit RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com for further information regarding the protection of your wealth, or call Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898 for a private consultation. That's 800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein. I'm a graduate of Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy in New York. It's called Kings Point because it's actually in the area of Kings Point on Long Island. I'm from California, born and raised, San Diego, La Jolla. And Kings Point is a fellow academy to West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy. And what did I say? Air Force Academy, Annapolis, and West Point. Four military federal service academies. The Coast Guard Academy, however, is a federal service academy, but it's a federal maritime police service academy. It's now been converted into a branch of military. Tonight, though, I'm having on a special guest, Gary, and I hope I'm not going to butcher the pronunciation on his name, but it's Corsari, I believe. And I will be corrected on that when we bring him on after the first break. He's a poet. I'm trying to review. Okay, I got the pronunciation right. I'm getting some notes from my producer at the same time. There's some quotes that he wants to get into, but let me real quick before the break try to get out at least a good chunk of his bio. Gary Corsari's articles, fiction, and poetry have appeared at hundreds of venues in several languages worldwide, including the New York Times, the Village Voice, Red Book Magazine, Counterpunch, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Common Dreams. He has performed his work at the Carter Presidential Library and Museum, and his dramas have been produced on Atlanta PBS and elsewhere. He has published two poetry collections, including Too Soon, As Always, as well as two novels, or I guess it's Too Soon and As Always, two separate ones, as well as two novels, Holy Grail, Holy Grail, which is one, and A Fine Excess. They're available from Amazon and any other outlet for books. He's also published a literary anthology entitled Manifestations. He has worked as an editor in the United States and Japan. He's a graduate of the University of Florida, Harvard, and Florida State University. He has won awards, grants, and scholarships for his work. He has taught in public schools and prisons and at U.S. and Japanese universities. He was born and raised in New York City, so he might have a little bit of knowledge about Kings Point. He has lived in or traveled through 40 states and 30 countries. And we're going to get cut off on commercial here. I can't hear the music coming up, but I know we're on time. Okay, we still got 30 seconds. Gary has spent 6 years teaching, writing, and traveling in Asia and Australia. He has been a great picker, a bus boy, a door-to-door salesman, furniture mover, beachcomber, starcomber, and ne'er-do-well. He currently resides in Atlanta, Georgia. He can be contacted, and I'll let Gary put those out if he wants to when we bring him on after the first break. But the thing that caught me about Gary's work was he had put out a poem, and I believe the one that caught my eye was about Bradley Manning. We'll be right back after this break. Public Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein, we're just about to bring on Gary Corsari. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Okay, we're coming back. And we've got Gary Corsari on the line. And this is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. The thing that caught my eye about it could have been one of two things, and we're in disagreement right now, or I'm confused on what it was. I thought it was a poem on Bradley Manning, but it could have been, and I don't know if that's Gary. Is that you?
I'm here. I didn't make that strange noise. No.
Okay, then that's Dan, the producer. I'm not sure what. But it was either a poem about Bradley Manning or a piece that you had written about the Royals. And on either note, either one of them would have attracted me to your work, because I believe what's going on with Bradley Manning is it's egregious. I believe it's criminal. I mean, he's not been, I believe now he's finally been charged, but he hasn't been charged, prosecuted, found guilty of anything. But he's been stripped of so many rights and protections and privileges and more, absent due process. He's being treated, and even President Bush has come out and said that, you know, he committed a crime without, you know, a jury saying that, a jury of his peers, whether he's in the military or not, and whether it's a jury of military peers or civilian peers.
Would we expect anything less from Bush? Kind of statement.
Or Obama. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, but Obama has come out and said, and you know this as well as many of the listeners, is Obama has come out and said that he can assassinate American citizens overseas.
Yes.
I mean, that's an extension of what Bush started. But let me, and the other piece was one about the Royals, and I'm, you know, I would say, without attracting more attention to my head, I'm a devout anti-royalist, being a believer in a quote-unquote republic and of, by, and for the people, where we don't have a lineage of families who, through birthright, are, you know, other than all of the citizens of the United States, we don't have an aristocracy or an elite or a royal family. We are not a constitutional monarchy. We are a limited constitutional republic, democratic republic. But either of the two points, and we could go there, but you have a number of poems. I want to throw it to you right now, let you, if you want to say anything else about your bio, if you want to give out people the way they can contact you, if you want to give out your website, and then if you want to go into listing the poems and then citing or reciting some of the poems for us and the listeners.
Okay, great. You've given me a lot of openings. The way for people to contact me, I've thought about this a little, and the best way would be for them to Google my name. First name is Gary, one R. Second name, Corsari. And probably the first link they come to on the first page of that Google site will take them to my author's biography. They can find out a little bit about me, a little bit about my work, and they can find contact information there. And then if they would kindly refer to this show, In the Zone, or Eric Schein, or make some reference to the show in the subject line, then I will feel somewhat safe about opening their email. Let me start with some ideas. Some things I've come across recently in my reading. A quote by Albert Einstein really got me thinking about a few things, and I'd like to touch on this theme tonight in various ways. The quote is simple. It's this: a new type of thinking is essential if mankind is to survive and move toward higher level. I like that idea of moving toward higher level very much. We often hear the expression, move on, move on. There's even a progressive group called Move On, or
right.
Move Forward. But that's not the important aspect of life from my point of view. It's not about moving on and forgetting the past. Our lives should be about integrating all aspects of past and our future expectations and hopes into the present moment. Our lives
Gary, if I could really quickly interject, and our history and our past is so very important, because just like as a mariner, the only way to get where you want to go is not only to know where you're at, but know where you've been to be able to navigate where you want to go.
Exactly. So that's one of the themes I want to try to develop tonight. And another one is the idea of connecting, how we connect with others and with ourselves, with these different selves that we all have within us. And I came upon this. It's actually the epigraph of E.M. Forster's Howard Zinn. An epigraph is simply that which is written above the text of a book or a poem or whatever. And the epigraph is only connect. Two words, only connect. In the novel itself, Forster has his character, Margaret, thinking about the divided soul of her love interest, Henry, in this way. And I'll quote. Mature as he was, she might yet be able to help him to the building of the rainbow bridge that should connect the prose in us with the passion. Without it, we are meaningless fragments, half beat. Only connect. That was the whole of her lecture, of her sermon. Only connect the prose and the passion, and both will be exalted. Live in fragments no longer. Now, in our world, we live in fragments. We have become specialists, if we're fortunate, to live in the professional sphere, and we're divided in our knowledge, in our sense of life. We're divided from each other and from other beings and from other species. So only connect. How do we put ourselves together and form a whole, an integrated being who can then connect with other whole beings? That, I think, is one of the great challenges and one of the great purposes of art. And finally, this last quote is from Kathy Kelly. Do you know Kathy Kelly? Have you heard that name?
Not offhand.
Well, she's the co-founder of Voices for Creative Nonviolence. She's a beautiful soul. She goes to places like Iraq or Lebanon or war zones and goes there when the bombs are falling and bears witness and tells the story of those people and brings comfort. And she wrote this recently in an article, "Ideally, in a democracy, people are educated about important matters, and they can influence decisions about these issues by voting for people who represent their point of view." So we have to consider, what kind of democracy are we living in? How can we educate ourselves to be a better citizen of this country and of the world? I think one way is through the arts. I think it's a neglected path to enlightenment in this culture. So that's the broad themes that I want to lay out.
Well, Gary, I want to interject again real quick, if I might. You quoted me back in our emails back and forth to each other before the show, leading up to it over the last several weeks or month. One of the things that I said was First Amendment expression of dissent through music, poetry, speaking out, appearances on the radio show, and that dissent and opposition and resistance to what is going on must come in all forms. And I believe that it's not just about speaking truth to power, like even dissenting about what's going on with Bradley Manning, speaking out and saying, no, it is un-American to torture. We don't do that. We are better than that. We can get the same intelligence or better intelligence by not torturing, because we're smart. We don't need to lower ourselves to that level and we treat people the way we would want to be treated if we were in the same position. You know,
Absolutely.
And that's where, and that was the other thing, and one of the reasons I want to bring you on the show is that it's not just about spreading the word. It's not just about stepping in and circling the wagons on whistleblowers and helping out or finding counsel or whatever, or doing things like Daniel Ellsberg did in regards to the Vietnam War, along with Anthony Russo. And I can't, you might have a better memory on this because you were, I was a little bit younger when all this went on, but there was also a congressman, and he was just in the news the last 5 years or so. I can't think of his name, but he was another one of the individuals involved with the Pentagon Papers. And for that, I can't remember his name, but right now it's immaterial. But these people throughout history, one person can make all the difference in the world. And we're going to commercial break. I'll end it on that. I don't know if we'll have time to take calls, but I'm speaking with Gary Corsari, and he is a poet. He's given out a way you can contact him. I've gone over his some of his work, and we'll speak with him more right after the break.
Dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
And I was just having a lively conversation with Gary during the commercial break. I want to bring Gary back and let him take it where he wants to go. Go ahead, Gary.
Okay.
Do you want to read one of your poems?
I'd be delighted. And you've mentioned Bradley Manning a couple of times, and so let me start with a poem that was inspired by his case. And this poem is called Prelude, meaning what comes before something else, as in a musical prelude, etc. Prelude's 2011. It first appeared at Counterpunch, which is one of the best places to find contemporary poetry nowadays. And it's dedicated to Bradley Manning. It starts with an epigraph, and as I explained before, that just means that the text or quotation above the main text.
Gary, before you get into that, let me ask Dan if he can take your volume down just a little bit, because I'm picking up a little bit of an echo. I don't know if the listeners are getting it or not. But, Dan, can you take him down just a bar? You there, Dan?
Hello?
Yeah, Dan, can you hear me?
Go ahead, Gary. Should I speak softly and carry a big stick?
Well, no, I think, and I'm not sure if it's the way we have you on the show, the connection you have, but there's a little bit, and it may just be only in my headset, but I'm getting a little bit of a reverb on it. But go ahead. I just want to make sure that people get the words, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, should I turn down my volume on my phone? Would that help?
If you can.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Dan might have gone to a restroom break or something, or be busy with something.
Well, let me start with that epigraph. The quote is from Socrates, and it comes from Plato's Apologia, or Plato's Apology. And that, of course, is about Socrates' defense for his life before the Athenian court, which is about to put him to death for spoiling the young people of Athens by asking them lots of questions. And so Socrates, in his defense, says, "In another world, they do not put a man to death for asking questions. Assuredly not. When my sons grow up, oh my friend, I would have you trouble them as I have troubled you. If they seem to care about riches or anything more than about virtue, or if they pretend to be something when they are really nothing." Now, I think what I'd like to do with this poem, Eric, is gloss it a little bit, because it can be hard to hear a poem the first time and get everything that's in there. So I'll gloss it a little bit as I read through it, okay?
Well, and you said that this is available on Counterpunch?
Yes.
Okay.
You can find it there at Counterpunch. It's called Preludes, 2001, and you can just Google my name and Counterpunch, and you'll find it. So the poem begins, "For speaking truth to power, a cold cell, naked now. And yet they fear you. You watch a spider weave, perhaps recall the crime scene viewed on a monitor. Men like puppets dancing in the dust, fired on by U.S. drones. And the button pushers laughing, 10,000 miles away, life reduced to video porn, sordid and crazily robotic. The robots shop, vote, screw, kill, do business, take meetings, squawk endlessly, democracy, free market, get replaced, interchangeable in the machine, until a voice says, no, and the house of cards collapses. The dream recedes, the dark, stark landscape revealed. A people bought the bread in circuses, mostly circuses, more silhouettes than people. But the voice remained. Socrates in the Agora, Christ among the Pharisees, Galileo Galilei, Paine and Thoreau, Voltaire and King, questioning, exposing. Now in the shackled world, a moan goes up from the well of our debasement. Cease and desist. The depredations, soul murdering, earth murdering, the implacable voice arising. Out of the chrysalis of what has been, a global being struggles to be free, to extricate its wings from the wax of retribution, to save the dying planet, to balance and revere. Shia, Sunni, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, pagan, male and female, pledging to resurge anew out of the yearning cauldron of suffering and endurance.
Okay. I hate, Jerry, I hate to interrupt, but we're going to commercial break and you're going to get cut off. When we come back, we'll start it over, because like you said, it takes a second reading possibly to get it all. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
coming back. And I want to, because we're short in time, we got killed by the commercial break there a little bit. Not that we don't appreciate the sponsors and all. It just came up on us pretty quick on that poem. So I want to throw it back to Gary right away. Let him read. This is a poem dedicated to and about Bradley Manning's situation. And go ahead, Gary.
Okay. And you and I were talking during the break, and I tried to make the point that I don't like to think of myself as an academic poet. I have the credentials. I've got the degrees. But I want to believe that I am a politically aware and socially conscious artist and person who's getting that message out there to the public, because we're all in a lot of trouble and we've all got to be rowing the boat together.
Well, it's going to get worse before it gets better until people start getting up and taking more action. But I also wanted to mention, too, that we talked about was that the thing that caught me about your bio in reading it was it made me think of Geoffrey Chaucer and the Canterbury Tales, and how there's a lot of debate on historians over Chaucer. A lot of people believe that Chaucer lived and actually did, or at least, you know, went out and investigated and lived and spoke with the people that he wrote about in the Canterbury Tales and some of his other poetry. There's debate back and forth, but even in your own situation, I think it changes the POV, you know, point of view, and to be able to speak from the viewpoint or station in life of other people in a way that you're almost using their voice rather than your own.
Yeah, I spoke earlier about integrating the different selves that we have and being a whole person able to relate to other whole people, and that's one of the goals of my life and of my work. So let me do this poem again, and I think it's easier to hear it and understand it after a second reading. It's called Preludes, 2011. It first appeared at Counterpunch, and it's dedicated to Bradley Manning. It starts with an epigraph by Socrates from Plato's Apology, and the epigraph is like this. Socrates is speaking. In another world, they do not put a man to death for asking questions. Assuredly not. When my sons grow up, O my friends, I would have you trouble them as I have troubled you, if they seem to care about riches or anything more than about virtue, or if they pretend to be something when they are really nothing. The poem is this. For speaking truth to power, a cold cell, naked now, and yet they fear you. You watch a spider weave, perhaps recall the crime scene viewed on a monitor. Men like puppets dancing in the dust, fired on by U.S. drones. And the button pushers laughing, 10,000 miles away, life reduced to video porn, sordid and crazily robotic. The robots shop, vote, screw, kill, do business, take meetings, squawk endlessly, democracy, free markets, get replaced, interchangeable in the machine, until a voice says, no, and the house of cards collapses, the dream recedes, the dark, stark landscape revealed, a people bought for bread and circuses, mostly circuses, more silhouettes than people. But the voice remains. Socrates in the Agora, Christ among the Pharisees, Galileo Galilei, Paine and Thoreau, Voltaire and King, questioning, exposing. Now in a shackled world, a tone goes up from the well of our debasement. Cease and desist the depredations, soul murdering, earth murdering, the implacable voice arising. Out of the chrysalis of what has been, a global being struggles to be free, to extricate its wings from the wax of retribution, to save the dying planet, to balance and revere. Shia, Sunni, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, pagan, male and female, pledging to resurge anew. Out of the yearning cauldron of suffering and endurance, diamond cut humanity. Any questions?
Now, now can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's much different when you read it. I mean, I read it and I got a lot out of it, but when you read it, especially as the author, it just gives it so much more, I guess, depth, character, flavor. You know, I could throw out all sorts of...
I'm glad to hear you say that. A lot of poets don't read their work very well, but I flatter myself that I read well, and I have been told that I do, and I enjoy it. I guess it brings out the ham in me. This idea at the end of the poem, do I have a couple of minutes to go into something?
Well, you do, unless you want to read another poem. If you want to read another poem, I would try to get it out now, and then we could go into, it's your call. I mean, like I've discussed with you before, we can always have you back on, so it's not a problem.
All right. Are we on the air now? Right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know what? I'd like to pay homage whenever I perform in public, whenever I read my work. And by that, I mean I like to give a nod to other writers, other poets. And I'd like to do that tonight, and I'd like to pay homage to one of America's greatest poets, and that's Langston Hughes. And it's a simple poem. Poems don't have to be complex, and this is a simple one, but a profound one. It's called A Dream Deferred. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like raisin in the sun? Or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat? Or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load. Or does it explode? One of our best poets, Langston Hughes, and talking about something that is so simple and yet so much a part of our lives, the frustration of daily life and our dreams being dashed or put on hold over and over again. I think a lot of Americans are feeling that now with our declining lifestyles, standard of living in decline. We feel that the American dream has been put on hold, and one has to wonder, will it explode?
Well, the other thing, though, too, is now it takes on, not only in the context of my own situation where I'm being charged and prosecuted for quote-unquote being depressed, which is absolutely absurd, whether it's Coast Guard, Homeland Security, whomever doing this, but it puts a different spin on the quote-unquote concept of the Great Depression and what people were really going through at that time, which was not just an economic phase, but very similar to what we're going through now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, I always wonder, why do we call this a Great Recession? Couldn't we just call it Depression Number 2 or something like that? Why have they given us this Great Recession routine, as though they're trying to moderate what it really is, which is just another depression.
I think they did the same thing in the quote-unquote Great Depression, and even then they were, I mean, they talked about recovery and rebound and, jobless rates and yada, yada, even into the early 30s, after the crash in 29 and more. They kept trying to pump it up and call it something else. Only in hindsight can we put a true label on it. And I think looking back on this 5, 10, 20 years from now, I think it will be called some form of a full-on, full-blown depression.
Yeah. or Great Collapse or something else. I mean, it may be the beginning of something more horrible than we can even imagine at this point. This thing could go on for 20, 40 years.
Well, if people don't start, and we talked about this in the break, that in a republic, whether it's, you know, a democratic republic, a hybrid like we have, the people are the oversight to the government. The people are the government. It is upon us, not the queen, not the king, not the royal family, not the crown families. We don't have that. We are the rulers in a republic, each and every one of us, and we all have an individual responsibility to set things right. And I want to real quick throw in this quote. This is from Carl Schurz from 1872, and you've probably heard this before. My country, right or wrong, if right, to be kept right, and if wrong, to be set right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There's different variations on that, and it actually goes back to one from Decatur. I'm butchering his name. Stephen Decatur. In 1816, 1820 time period, it was an after-dinner toast. He stated, which I don't agree with the way he's put this out, because it's almost like saying, you know, forget it. Our country can do anything, right or wrong, and it's still our country. It doesn't matter. And I don't believe that. I believe that, you know, we have a moral, ethical responsibility. But he said, our country, in her intercourse with foreign nations, may she always be in the right. But right or wrong, our country. And it was a little bit, you know, later by Carl Schurz, where it was reworked a little bit better to where I think that we do have the responsibility when our country does go astray to bring it back on proper course.
Yeah, this really annoyed me recently, this idea that my country, right or wrong, we can do no wrong. And I saw all these people going out into the streets in New York and Washington after the announcement of Osama's death, and they were cheering. And to me, they were like excitable chimpanzees, and they're yelling, USA, USA, we're number one, we're number one. And I was embarrassed. I felt this was disgusting, and this really brings into question our morality as Americans and as human beings.
Well, it doesn't go to the higher ground. It goes for eye to eye, you know, an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
And it goes to such a debased a state of not only our people, our nation, our country, our ideals, to where at some point, because by being happy or cheering on his death and destruction, I believe you do a disservice to those who died on 9/11. Regardless of how those deaths came about, whether you believe we did what we had to do or not, to cheer, to me, it's just unchristian. I mean, it's unethical. It's amoral. I don't know. I just think it's going back to a base, almost primitive, if not a primate type instinct, to where we're, you know, pounding sticks on the ground and beating rocks together and pounding our chests.
Yeah, again, it gets back to what Einstein said. A new type of thinking is essential if mankind is to survive and move toward higher levels. We need to do that.
And even going to Einstein, like you just alluded to, not only did he bring us into the nuclear age, that quote is very important, because now with the technologies that we have, not only in science and engineering and transportation and commerce and trade and more, but in weaponry, to where we cannot afford to have anyone in the world, any nation, at war with another nation. And when we, just like what Germany did in Poland and Czechoslovakia, go into, for want of a better way of saying it, defenseless countries, and the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Libya, the entire Middle East. We've got a military-industrial complex that is out of control.
Yes, absolutely. How much time do we have in this segment?
We're coming up to a commercial break in 30 seconds or so here, and then we've got a short segment after that, and that's the end of the show. So I'll throw it back to you, and it's all yours.
Yeah. Well, I just want to finish that point about my disappointment in the way people reacted to the announcement of Osama's death, and I was particularly disappointed in the way Poet Laureate Robert Tinsky reacted on PBS, and he was gloating, and he was saying, Osama was just a hypocrite. He pretended to be living in a cave, and actually he was in a million-dollar mansion. I thought that was ridiculous. We really should demand more of our artists, poets. They should make us pause and reflect about what we're doing, about who we are. Robert Frost said that poetry is a momentary stay against confusion. That's what we're after. We're trying to stop the confusion, the aggregate of noise and all the information that's pouring into us, and misinformation and disinformation. A poem should slow you down. A poem should cause reflection about the meaning of life.
It should open up the access to the higher intellect.
Yes, and that's well put. Higher intellect and deeper heart. I think talking about the integrated being, we need both. We need the heart and the mind working together, and we're lacking that more and more in this society.
Gary, we'll be right back. We're going to break, commercial break, and then we've got a short segment after this. And I want to definitely have you back on the show and read some more poems down the road. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, people. It's In the Zone. Speaking with Gary Corsari, poet, author, and I want to throw it back to Gary. He's going to read another poem real quick. Gary, you hear the music come up at the end. I'll step in. Go ahead.
Okay. This is short, cynical, maybe a little funny. It's easier. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know. We've got Dan, the producer, coming in on this. I don't know how. Dan, can you cut out? I can hear you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Gary.
All right. So this is called Vote or Revolt. They want me to go and vote again to sanction their rigmarole for all their rot and all their snot to trade my immortal soul. They want me to tell them, thanks for the choice, twixt Tweedledum and Dee, or that vixen with the whiny voice is kind of my cup of tea. They tell me it's my constitutional right. They tell me not voting is rude. Twixt moron and liar, I don't see much light. Either way, the people get screwed. They took my money and bailed out the banks. Too big to fail, they proclaimed. But weren't the people much bigger than they? So why were the people blamed? They talk about peace, but it's war that they crave, hate and destruction galore. 50% of our taxes we gave to predator drones and more. It's all an illusion, and they're in on the take. But they must keep it going, make it seem real, or the whole house of money will rock in the quake when the sheeple awaken and squeal. Go cast your ballot, put in your stints, believe what you're told, don't question. How did those towers collapse in their footprints? Where were those weapons of mass destruction? Believe, get herded, eat what they sell you, smoke this, not that, take pills for whatever. Just don't let on, you know it's a fiction. Life, liberty, and sacred honor.
Cool.
Yeah, well, it's sad.